CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. We do have some pre-net check-ins. We're going to go through them first. Net control like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you as night, Fred. If you're listening, tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KW4TS, that's Jim. He's over in Pelzer at the tool shed. Good to have you as night, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Staying safe. And WP4BJS, that's Ed. He's over in Simpsonville. Good to have you as night, Ed. Hope you're doing well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. KI4LZI, that's Andy at Table Rock. Always good to have you checking in with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Andy, if you're listening, appreciate you being there. Appreciate you using the pre-net check-in capability. And KD2RKN, that's Jason. He's over in Williamson. Good to have you with us tonight, Jason. If you're listening, appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And now we have a couple of Echolink stations. We'll go through the Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is WN4V. John here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative, and good evening to you, Dave. 76 degrees here today. WN4V.
Net control. This is Kilo Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO4ISG, Danny, out of Gastonia, North Carolina, on Echo Link. 73s to the net, and in and out. And thank you.
Okay, net control would like to recognize WN4V. That's where John is checking in from sunny Florida, Bradenton, Florida. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Wish we had it that warm. I was freezing out the airfield today. It was cold. The wind was blowing. I think it was 46 degrees. Anyway, glad you're in the 70s. Appreciate you checking in with us. Stay safe out there in Florida. And KO4ISG, that's Danny over in Gastonia, North Carolina, checking in via Echolink. Good to have you with us tonight, Danny. We're here 365 days a year at 9 p.m. Check in with us every chance you get. We do appreciate you checking in tonight. Appreciate you using Echolink, and stay safe out there. And now we're going to give an opportunity for brand new amateur radio operators who have a call sign and have never checked into a net. They've got their call sign. They're ready to start using their radio, but they're hesitant to push the talk button on their microphone. This is your opportunity. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'll guide you through the process. Okay, no new hams at the moment, but we'll keep checking. They're going to be coming through because they're doing testing sessions again. And for the RF section of the net, tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter of the suffix that are called. It begins with letters A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Name Dave. Please check in. Kilo Kilo Alpha. Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick. And my wife. Kilo Kilo 4. Oscar. November Oscar. Lorena. And my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we're all being negative and negative.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
DJW. If please check in, Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, David in Easley, no traffic, no comment, 73s to you and everybody on the net.
All right, that's a good group to start with. Net control would like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bring with him, KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all located over in Piedmont. Rick, tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Tell Michelle we haven't heard her on the radio for a while. Be good to hear her checking in, but we appreciate you relaying her in regardless. So good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Stay safe out there. Appreciate you checking in. KO4AOW, that's David. Sounding good from Inman as usual. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Stay safe out there. KB2BYQ, that's David over in Easley. Good to have you with us tonight, David. You're sounding good as well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO 4 ACA, Bill in Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
JW, Amy, and Annette, please check in. Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI 4 DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K 3 JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Dave, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4ACA. That's Bill, sounding good from Greenville this evening. Good to have you tonight, Bill. Hope you're doing well. KI4DOS, that's Gary. He's bringing K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're over in Easley. You're sounding good, Gary. It's good talking to you today on the radio. And tell Joy we said hello, and you guys stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC. Jerry and Anderson, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Net Control. Control, please recognize Kilo India 4, Delta, 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 that's KI4DGD. I'm mobile and central at the moment. Name is Alex. I'll be negative and negative, 73.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4DJC. That's Jerry, sounding good from Anderson. Good talking to you on the radio today, Jerry. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KI4DDD, that's Alex, who's mobile in Central. Be careful out there on the mobile. Alex, do appreciate you taking time to check in. You're sounding good. And we'll go ahead and bump it up now to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter suffix that call that begins with letters E through H. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Check in, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. We'll stick around for a couple of lines of chat tonight.
Going on the net, if you will, sir, please check in Alpha, Kilo 4, Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name's Mike, location Simpsonville. No comments, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for taking care of that net controller swap. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
DJ.
Alpha, correction, Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, Jim and Traveler's Rest, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN, that's Harry, sounding good from Candler this evening. I got you down for comments, Harry. We will be back to you in just a little bit. Do appreciate you being here. AK4HR, that's Mike over in Simpsonville. You're sounding good, Mike. Hey, I went out to the new airfield over there at WCRC. If you talk to Gerhardt across the road, I think he's been out there helping them set that thing up. Just let him know. Appreciate all the hard work you're doing out there. It's looking good. And, yeah, I'll be there just to make sure, as backup, just to make sure that night that you're not there, that it does get covered. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Mike, you're sounding good. And KO4LAO, that's Jim, who's over in Traveler's Rest. Jim, I'm not sure if you checked in with me before. Nope, you haven't. This is the first time. I just checked my history, and appreciate you being with us tonight. If that's a sounds like a new call, if that's a new call and you're new to ham radio, welcome to the hobby. I hope you're enjoying it, and we are here 365 days a year. Appreciate you hopping in and joining with us every night at 9 p.m. every time you get a chance, and good to have you in the amateur radio hobby with us tonight, Jim. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving right along, we'll jump into the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters I through L. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, it's your turn. Call W4DJW.
DJW.
Hello,
Kilo 4, Juliet, Fox Trot Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, taking my turn. And I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
W. If you and Miss Amy are well, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For DJW. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and thanks for holding the net.
For DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. No traffic, no comments. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James taking his turn from Tuxedo, North Carolina this evening. You're sounding good, James. Do appreciate you being here with us this evening. Appreciate your loyalty. Hope you're doing well and staying safe. W4IOE, that's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And everybody be sure and check in with Sid tomorrow night at 14664. Just a click or two up the dial from where you are right now. 14664. With a PL tone of 91.5, he has the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. It ends in club, we end in society. He has the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club net every Sunday at 8. And then immediately following his net will be the Slow Scan TV net. So if you're interested in Slow Scan TV, be sure and hang around. You'll learn a little bit about that. Have some fun with sending pictures over the air. Good to have you with us, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. You guys stay safe. And KO4JKV, that's Duncan in Asheville. Good to have you with us tonight, Duncan. You sounding good. Appreciate you taking time to be here. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Larry's bringing him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You sounding good tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope you guys are staying safe. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We're going to bump it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of the call that begins with letters M through P. I'm going to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. At in Malden. No traffic. No comment. We thank you, sir.
JW, almost stepped on Pat, but please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt Minman, I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4OSH, that's Pat, sounding good from Malden this evening. Good to have you tonight, Pat. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. Hope you're staying safe. K4OIM, that's Walt. He's in Inman. He's our next upcoming Net Control operator, right? So you guys, when you hear him on Tuesday night on February the 2nd, be sure to dial in Tuesday, February the 2nd, and take it easy on him. He's learning. He's our new up-and-coming amateur radio operator that's going to be a Net Control operator. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Appreciate you filling in that gap. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to bump it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters Q through T. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Again, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
W. K4ROW, Richard and Greenville, no traffic, no roundtable.
DJW. N4, RLX, November 4, Romeo, Lima, X-ray. Call Franker, negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN, that's John over in Inman. John, I got you down for comments. We will be back to you in just a little bit. K4ROW, that's Richard from Greenville, sounding good as usual. Richard, do appreciate you taking the time to be here. And N4RLX, that's Pilot from Cross Anchor. Good to have you with us tonight, Pilot. You're sounding good as well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got that group. We're going to bump it up to the patient group, the Uniform Through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix of call begins with letters U through Z. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. And Dave, please check in. Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee. KN4UPY, Hanson and Anderson, I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling that. Good evening, everybody on the net, 73.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4UPY. That's Anson. Sounding good from Anderson this evening. Appreciate you being with tonight, Anson. Take care, stay safe. And N3ZULULIMA, that's Greg over in Candler, North Carolina. Greg, it sounds like you might be just a tad off frequency. Check your dial next time you squeeze it up. Make sure you're on 146010 when you're doing your shift, because it sounds like you're a little bit off frequency, if I'm correct. It could be that you're in a hard spot to get, or, you know, it could be in a shadow and you're just making it in. But to me, that sounds like a frequency thing. But anyway, just letting you know. Any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, W4DJW, KO4DKK, Mark, down in Gray Court.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KO4CKK. That's Mark, sounding good from Gray Court this evening. Good to have you as tonight, Mark. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. One last call before we shut down the formal portion of that. If you'd like to check in, call W4DJW.
Again, KO4KCL, Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Charlie Lima, Barrett and Clemson. Negative and negative, 10 degrees off.
KW. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4KCL. That's Barrett, sounding good from Clemson this evening. I mean you're sounding good, Barrett. You sound like you're sitting in the room next to me. You got a good rig or antenna or radio or combination of the above, because sounds like you're sitting right next to me in the room. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And K4XB, that's Tommy, sounding good from Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. I was wondering where you were in the Uniform Through Zulu group. I'm glad you made it in before the end of the formal portion. Take care, stay safe. One last call, last call, before we shut down the formal portion of the net. If you'd like to check in, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's going to do it. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the RagChew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RagChews. And the first one on the stop this evening is Harry, KC4EZN, over in Candler. Harry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZM. Good evening, Dave. I missed John last night. Got involved with a phone call. I listened, but talked to another ham who's been pretty isolated, and he was wanting to talk, so, and that's what hams do. Except the RF we were using was a little bit different than this RF. But anyway, got my memory stirred up, and I was remembering about 30 years ago, the scout troop that I worked with was taking a hike over in the vicinity of the fish hatchery, and there's a set of loop trails and stuff that go around John Rock, and where they were going was on the other side from here, and I had told the scoutmaster had just gotten his ham license. And I told him that I couldn't go with him that weekend, but I'd monitor. And, middle of Saturday afternoon, he came on the radio with my call and said that he had lost one of the boys. And I said, then what? He says, yeah. And he told me which one, which happened to be his son. And I said, okay. I said, let's wait about 15 or 20 minutes and call me back. So we did that. He called me back. Still no son. And so I said, okay. I got on the phone and called the Forest Service folks over at Pisgah Forest, and we had a little chat, and I told them the situation, and he called me back about an hour later and said that they had found the scout. It's one of these things where this kid's walking along not paying attention and got away from the group, and they came to a split in the trail, and he took the left trail, and the real one was the right one. And he walked along, realized that he was not hearing anybody talking, and scouts are not really quiet in the woods. And he sat down and waited a few minutes, and nothing happened, so he did the correct thing. He turned around and backtraced his path and realized that he had taken the wrong turn and caught up with them. And so then I had to tell them that we had found the scout, and I thought they were going to be upset. They were extremely happy, and I found out later they had their whole search and rescue folks in the parking lot at the fish hatchery ready to go, and the lady had called me and wanted me to come over and coordinate with my amateur radio with my scoutmaster, and I told her, I said, well, realize I'm 45 minutes away. And she says, well, get on the road. And that's about when the guy called me and said the kid had wandered into the camp. But the point of all this is it was this repeater was the one that we were using. Pisgah was, they were on the other side of John Rock, so they couldn't hit Pisgah. And the bad part about it was there was another repeater over in Abington, Virginia that was a 6-1 repeater. And so I wound up having that discussion all over East Tennessee, west of North Carolina, and ever how far this repeater covers in South Carolina and Georgia. But that was just one example of this repeater being a good tool for being out in the woods and needing some help. We'll turn that back to you, Dave. W4DJW, KC4ECM.
Well, Harry, I know the hatchery you're talking about because I think I went through there when I was a Boy Scout, and that was like 50 years ago, right, or more. But we went through that hatchery up there, so I'm familiar with that area. But not 30 years ago. I would have been 30 years ago when you were out there doing that. Not with that batch of kids, but I've been out there with a batch of kids about 30 years prior to that, or not quite 30, maybe 20 years prior to that. But I'm glad they found him, or he found them. I'm glad he found his way back. That's kind of dangerous. I remember one time when we were using this repeater to find somebody that was lost up there as well. And that was probably about 10 years ago, maybe, or more. Maybe time goes by. You don't really realize how fast it goes by. But somebody was lost up there. I think that person didn't make it. But I remember having to go relay a message on my motorcycle from one location. They were all staked out. Like you said, they got the search party out there, and I was up there on the motorcycle. And they wanted me to go to the cabin where Park Ranger was supposed to be, and he wasn't answering his phone. So it was like a mountain away. And I had to get on the motorcycle and go over there really quick and find that guy. And I just happened to have my wife on the back of the motorcycle with me that evening. After that ride through the mountains, she never got on the motorcycle again after that. So that kind of, that was a fast ride. She didn't like that ride. But that was our last ride on the motorcycle together. So that's, I think that later they found one of the guys and the other guy may not have made it. I think it was a rope climbing accident.
Well, there's a couple of places over there. I can't remember. Looking Glass Rock. One of those Forest Service roads zigzags by the base of that thing, and I have heard stories about people free climbing. There's a crack in the face of that rock, but that's not me. I had the privilege a couple of years before they shut down Devil's Courthouse. One of our older scouts that was on the High Adventure staff at Camp Daniel Boone took us rappelling and rock climbing off of Devil's Courthouse, and I can remember I got down there and they got me all roped up and all of that, and I took a couple of hops, and the face of Devil's Courthouse it sticks out and then it curves back in, and you take a couple of hops and you're hanging out in free space. And when you're rappelling, you've got your hand tucked up tightly behind you, and I won't say where, but I'm hanging there, and it's 180 feet down, and this voice says, are you going, Mr. Frick? And I says, yeah. I says, I just got to get my hand pulled out of this dark place so I can ease up on the rope. And we went on down, had an absolutely awesome day. But, yeah, there are people that like to rock climb that thing, and every now and then somebody gets either overambitious or overly tired. KC4 is in.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're not all happy endings, but a lot of them are. A lot of them, they eventually find. I remember when this club used to have field days up in Pisgah Forest, and our parents used to go set up, and the kids would get together and just take off and run to the top of the mountain. No supervision whatsoever. No fear of any bears in the woods. No fear of anything. I guess we've made so much noise there, a bear wasn't. But a hungry bear, you know, might not be afraid of that noise. But anyway, we never ran into any problems. We did have some times where we got lost, and it was dark when we were walking down the road. You know, you come down the mountain until you hit the road, and then you don't know, do I go left or do I go right? And you go the wrong way. You pick the wrong way. But eventually, we all made it back. But a lot of good times in the mountains. It's easy to get lost up there.
Did you ever go to Picklesheimer Field on one of those trips?
I never knew the names of them. I just knew we were. I remember the sign that said "Welcome to Pisgah Forest," and I knew my parents told me we were in Pisgah. That's all I knew. I didn't know anything else about what area we were in Pisgah.
Well, that's it's more overgrown now. It's you take one of those trails up behind the fish hatchery, and you've got that loop trail, the Cat Gap Loop Trail, and there's a couple other names in there, and there's a shelter at Cat Gap, and that was where some of our guys were staying. That's why we were using this repeater. But anyway, Picklesheimer was just a nice open field, and I can remember this has got to be sometime in July of 1988, because that's when I got my license. And Norman Harrell, N4NH, was the transmitter engineer for WLOS, and also was our scoutmaster at the time. And we were running expeditions out of Camp Daniel Boone, and we equipped them with 2-meter handheld radios for emergency use. And Norman monitored all of that, and I came home from lunch, opened up the mailbox, and found my license in it. Came back to work and talked to one of my co-workers that was a ham, and he loaned me his handheld radio, and I brought it home that afternoon. And you know, these guys have microphone fright now. I can identify with that, because I came home and I got this guy's radio out and I turned it on, and he already had it set for Pisgah. And I heard Norman talking to somebody. They had a kid that had gotten heat exhaustion, and he had gone from up on Pisgah and hiked up to Picklesheimer Flat, or field there, to give, you know, help first aid and, you know, make sure everybody was okay. And he was standing on a tree stump with his radio held as high over his head as he could, because that place is down in a hole and in a shadow from the Pisgah repeater. But anyway, he was my first legitimate radio contact, and I was sitting on the front steps of my front porch, hand shaking, voice quivering, and all that stuff, and finally got up the nerve. I listened to him do his business, and then I gave him a call, and he congratulated me on getting my license and all of that. But I can still, actually, all of that's always very vivid in my mind. So all these new hams, if you're listening, mash the button and talk. That's the only way you get it done. And like I say, I sit there and I'm sitting there thinking, here I was. I don't know how old I was, 35 years old or something, and scared to death to mash the button on that little brown box that the guy gave me to talk on. So, anyway, we'll turn that back. Maybe John can pick up the slack, and we might get a second shift in here. Anyway, W4DJW, KC4EZM.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Harry. I can still remember my first contact when I went and got my general license. When I got my license, the first time I got my license, I took the novice, the CW, and the general all at the same time. And I had a TS-2000, and I was watching, I just listened to it. I never keyed it up or anything, but I knew it pretty good. I knew the radio pretty good, but I already had it. Because I was ready for passing that test. And I had the antenna up. I had a W5GI mystery antenna up. And when I came home, and I started monitoring the FCC database, and when I found my call in the FCC database, I went over to 15 meters because I didn't know that 20 meters was the easiest during the daytime and 40 is the easiest at night and 80 is the closest. I didn't know any of that stuff about what was what. Nothing. I was pure green. I just, okay, 15 meters is a frequency. So I went to the phone side of the band and I tuned up that mystery antenna on that and I squeezed the mic. I said CQ and gave out my call sign and I let off of the mic and I heard K7LL call my call sign. And I just thought, is he calling me? Are you calling me? K7LL. And I kind of wondered what was going on, but then I went back and I said, K7LL? And he said, yeah. And I told him, you're my first contact. And he's a big contester out in Yuma, Arizona. And he got me on 15 meters. That was my first contact on HF that I had ever made. And I was like shaking in my boots. I was like, this is unreal. And then I went out and measured it on the map. That was 2,033 miles away from me. So the first thing I did after that QSO was over is called my dad and told him I made a 2,000-mile contact on HF radio. It was very rewarding. But it did take a lot to squeeze that microphone. There's just something about it. You're just mic fright is for real. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the RAGCHU portion of the net this evening, Harry. And look forward to doing it again sometime in the future. Let's see if we've got any second shifters. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Kevin, over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative, 73 is you and everybody on the net, Dave. But yeah, my first contact. There's two gentlemen that is in the, what is that, the Republican Trash Service over here in Malden. You probably know the two that I'm talking about. And that was my first two contacts whenever I got my license. And that was on the, I think that was on the K9OH machine. I was behind the Sphinx over here on Georgia Road. Or not Georgia Road, but Standing Springs Road in Simpsonville. And there's a new building right behind that Sphinx right there. If you was to come out of that Sphinx in the back parking lot and make a left like you're going to get on 385, headed toward Columbia, I think southbound. As soon as you come out of that Sphinx parking lot, make that left on that road, the parking lot's on the left. And that was my first two contacts. And I will say one thing. You talking about shaky? I was shaky. It's almost just like being in deer season when you shoot that deer and you got to go find it. I mean, you just really get the shakes, can't stand still. And after about two weeks, I started getting used to it. But my first contacts was those two guys, and that was on the HD radio. And that was pretty amazing.
That is something that you'll never forget. I can still remember it. Vivid today is the first day that when it happened. It just, and having to walk away from the radio afterwards, get away from it, because it happened. It's over, right? You have to absorb it. You have to give yourself time to absorb it. But it's a lot of fun. And then it does get a whole lot easier. And every day that goes by, it gets easier. Anyway, appreciate you checking in and sharing that with us, Kevin. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. KC4. K4SKD, Larry. And KG4AH is Rhonda. We're both in Easley. And please check us in and out tonight. Good evening.
Okay, Net Control, like to recognize KC4SKD. That's Larry sounding good from Easley. Bring with him KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Good to have you this night, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. You guys stay safe. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Next one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John over in Inman. It's your turn, John. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
This is KN4RJN. I looked up that one guy, W4Bad. And got a picture of him, and know where his house is, and he's about as far from my new house as I am from the Caesar's Head repeater, so we ought to be able to hit that. Unfortunately, he's not running that repeater on 2 meters, that's 70 centimeters. However, the next guy over, WR4AGC, is a 2-meter repeater, so... we might be able to work something out, and I've got his name, too. I don't have a picture of him, but I got his name and his call sign, and I can find him. So we might be able to work something out. Who knows?
I saw that guy, the W4BAD, was on 70 centimeters, but you can put a 70-centimeter beam, like a 14-element beam in the attic of the house and point it in his direction. I know I was, there's a guy named Eric Sloan. He's a Kenwood guy who lives probably, I don't know, 15, 20 miles from me, who's really heavy into VHF or UHF TV, not slow scan, but real-time TV. And I had a receiver that would receive it. And I had a 15-element, 70-centimeter beam just leaning up against the wall that I was using for something else. And I was talking to him on the radio one night, and he said, get that beam out, put it on 70 centimeters. And he gave me the angle to point it, so I got my phone out, and I found out where that angle was. And I pointed it in that angle, and I tuned it to the frequency he wanted me to tune from. And it was being piped into a radio receiver. And showing on, I had a screen on my window that would display the TV signal from a radio. And his face came shining up on my screen. And me holding that 70-centimeter antenna and him like 20 or 30 miles away from me and pointing it in his direction. He was transmitting just a few milliwatts. And I was able to pick him up with that beam and see his face on my computer. So you'd be surprised what you can do with a 70-centimeter beam in the attic, John.
Well, the other guy is running 2 meters. The WR4AGC is running a 2-meter. So if I can get his echo link to talk to this echo link and then talk to this repeater, I can run the net from up there. And if that's possible, I suppose somebody could run the net from just about anywhere.
As long as he has a good, decent, solid connection to the internet, as long as he's not, like, using some weird setup. If he's just using, like, a cable connection on a cable modem, then we've got it knocked. If he's using, like, a MOFI router that's connected to a cell tower somewhere for his internet, then it could be questionable. So it all depends on how good his internet connection is. If it's a good, solid internet connection, then it should be a piece of cake. We can try sometime to dial up his repeater and see if anybody's on it, see if he's around. Or we can send him an email, let him know ahead of time, and set something up. All you have to do is get his node and key up your radio and type in the node on our frequency and hit a pound sign after you get the node number typed in and let up, and our repeater will connect to his repeater.
Say that again slowly.
All you got to do is get his node number. Right, you go to W4BAD on the EchoLink site, and you look them up. You look up on, you know, statuses, who's on what, and you do a search for W4BAD, and it'll give you his node number. Now you got the number. Now you just key up your radio, you type in that node number, and you hit the pound sign, and you unkey your radio on this frequency, on this repeater, and this repeater will link up with his repeater.
Key it in with
the microphone?
Yeah, the DTMF pad on your microphone, right? You squeeze the microphone, you punch in the node number, and you hit the pound sign, and you unkey the microphone. And the two repeaters will link up.
Doesn't sound terribly horribly complicated. If it's that easy, I could do it from the North Pole, then, if I had a good, solid internet connection.
Yeah, it's simple. It's simple. You can, and if he's in agreement with it, you can have it, you know, programmed to connect up like a minute before the net every Friday. If you want to keep calling Friday nights, you could have it automatically. And then at the end of the net, you just press a pound sign and it will hang up. It'll drop it.
Well, clearly I need to have a little conversation with this gentleman and see what we can work out.
It'd be worth a talk just to see if he's open to it. And if he doesn't have anything going on, and you might just pick up it could get more traffic on his repeater, right? Of course, if he's got a lot of traffic, he might not want that, but most people do, you know, repeaters are there to be used, right? That they're not there not to be used. So he probably wants more traffic. So this would be something that would bring more traffic as long as it doesn't interfere with something that he already has going on. You know, at 9 o'clock on Fridays, if he's already got a net, then it might not be possible with him. But if he doesn't, then you might pick up a few more check-ins from that area up there.
Well, I know Wendy was wanting to try and get us, get 100 check-ins on this net one night. We might be able to do it from dragging them in from up there.
That's a possibility. You link up, and you can link up more than two repeaters, right? But you do have to be careful of those squelch-tailed battles that they get into, those courtesy tones that come after. If you notice, while we're talking right now, there is no courtesy tone. But then it gets reverted back. It gets turned back on at 1 o'clock. It goes off at 9 o'clock, comes back on at 1 o'clock. Just for that purpose, so that if you do link a repeater in, you don't get into a courtesy tone beeping battle. But little things like that, if you don't have them, then you can't have multiple repeaters linked together.
Well, okay. Well, I'm definitely going to look this fellow up. I think what I do is just hop on his Echolink node, see if there's anything going on, put out a call sign, and see if anybody comes back to me. And if they do, we might start a conversation. This could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Well, there you go. And you're getting to know the guys, the ham radio operators in that area before you move there, right? So accomplishing more than one thing with reaching out to them.
Comment?
Go ahead, comment.
KC4EZN, I just looked that guy up, and he's got six repeaters down there, one, two, three, four on 2 meters and two on 440, all in the basically Raleigh area, Oxford, Durham, Fancy Gap, Virginia, Hillsboro, are the 2 meter repeaters, and they're all FM, All Star, and Echo Link, and they're all open. Okay, 147.17, 145.37. 146.97, and he's got, that's at Fancy Gap, Virginia, and let's see, it does not have a tone on it. The first two have 100, the input, and then one of them is CSQ, whatever that is, and the other one's got a 100 on the decode, I guess, open your squelch, I forgot the terminology for all of that, but anyway, and then there's a 146.97 in Hillsboro, which, whatever CC1 stands for, I don't know what that means either, but from where you're at in Greensboro, you've got some pretty good choices.
Was that the W4BAD guy or the W4AGC guy?
BAD.
Thank you, Harry. Back to you, Dave.
KC4EZN.
Okay, looks like we're getting somewhere. We'll expect a report back tomorrow, John.
Luckily, I've got more boxes to load and still trying to fill up this pod and some other things I got to do, so I may not get to it tomorrow, but I will definitely get to it here. I might try and look. I've got to go up there Wednesday to close on the house, and while I'm up there, I might take a handheld to see if I can hit him from with a handheld from where I'm at and talk to him.
Well, that's a good idea. That's really good. People like people checking in when they're new to the area on handhelds. that's always enjoyable to have somebody who's visiting the area bring their handheld and pull up the repeater.
Well, I'll give it a shot. But in any event, I've been loading boxes and hauling stuff and trying to pack a pod as dense as I can. We did manage to get all the Christmas stuff into the pod, which took up the entire back wall just about, and got some few pieces of furniture and got my telescopes in there first, of course, and so we're, you know, making progress, but it's slow.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, it's good that you're making progress getting it done, but it's kind of sad, too, in a way that we're going to lose you. Let me check here and see if we've got any other stations and that would like to check in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, I think that was. Please copy November 1, Mike Oscar, Mark here in Greer. DJW. You can hear me. Please check in AJ4PU Alpha Juliet 4 Papa Uniform David. And please check in KJ4HDK Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Delta Kilo. My wife Margaret, we're in Greenwood, negative and negative. Good evening to you, Dave. Good conversation going on. Good evening to the net.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize N1MMO. That's Mark over in Greer. Mark, you're originally from Connecticut. Do I have the right one?
Originally from the FN31.
Okie doke, we got you checked in, got you in the log. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Stay safe. AJ4PU, that's David, bringing with him. KJ4HDK, that's Miss Margaret. Sounding good from Greenwood this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Till Miss Margaret, we said hello. You guys stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got them all. What else you got for us this evening, John?
This is Can for Jan. That do it. I'm going back on out of here and say 73s, and thanks to Harry for the info, and we'll see what we can figure out. Y'all take care of yourselves. 73s to all of you. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
All right, John. Well, good luck with the packing and with the making contacts with W4 Bad once you get up there. Breaking Bad. But appreciate you hanging around for the Rag 2 portion of the net, and take care, stay safe. We'll talk to you again next time. Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
JW, K4OIM.
Go ahead, Walt.
Right now, first thing I want to ask you is, am I supposed to count myself when I turn in the list of check-ins?
Affirmative. You are the first one in your log. When you start a log for a net, the first call sign you put in your log is you.
Right now, I've got a total of 72 check-ins tonight. Is that correct?
Negative. We've got 43, not 72. 43.
I see it. Yep, I got 43.
Okay, that's better. that's a whole lot better.
When he calls in, like Larry and Donna, get his call sign and I skip a space and say, well, I know that's Donna's call sign and I'm going to have to quit that.
Yeah, you got to get them all in there. I usually, before Larry gets to the four, because he, you know, some people kind of take their time a little bit, and that's nice because that gives you a little bit of a breather. When the people that, some people, like when I'm checking in, I'm brief, and that's not good for the net controller. So I should be more vocal. But there, you do have a lot of people you want to check in. You don't want people to have to wait around for an hour to get in. So you're kind of like between a rock and a hard place. You want to get them through quick because you don't want somebody to wait for 20 minutes and say, oh, I can't wait any longer. I got to go. You don't want to lose those check-ins. So you want to kind of go fast. But you also want to go slow enough that everybody can know who everybody is, and you give the net controller some time to, you know, not burn up their pencil, right? So it's kind of, you're like in a dilemma. You want to go fast and you want to go slow at the same time. But with Larry, by the time he gets to the four in his call, I've got him and Donna both checked in completely. And I can take a little bit of a breather while he's doing the rest of his, because he's got Donna that he's got to pull in there behind that. That gives me some time. I can sit back. I can pick up my water. I can drink my water from the time he says four in his call till he finishes. I got time to relax a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like Rick checking in down there with Lorena and Michelle. By the time Rick speaks on the mic, I've already written his call sign down and his name and Lorena and Michelle, and I just right in the middle of it put Piedmont, because I know where they're coming from. So I'm catching on.
That's exactly how it works. You just make little things like that you just catch on to, and you build on those, and after a while, it's easy. After a while, it's no sweat. Now, when you get somebody brand new, that's the first time they've ever checked in, like Mark that checked in just a little while ago in 1MMO, I had to double check on that. Plus, I had another station earlier tonight who that was the first time he ever checked in with me. I don't know if he checked in somewhere else, but he had a KO4 call. And you get a few of those, you got to get back on your toes.
Like when the music shut down, I was down here on HF, and I still had this 2 meter on. And this guy gave his call sign out, KO4LAO, I believe it was. And I think he's up here in Campobello. I went back to him, and he had just moved in up here and got on the air. And he was a tanker pilot in the Air Force. He refueled the jets. And heck, me and him talked about 45 minutes.
Go ahead, comment.
DJW, Dave, good evening. Just a quick comment. Listening to you and didn't get the other party, but we have found in our many, many, many years of calling nets, we don't call them like we used to, but in our years, 50 years of net calling in one service or another, if you could ever train the people that check in on a regular basis to go slow, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to go slow. And just take your time, especially when you got multiple check-ins. Hopefully, if anybody heard me, I was a good example of that this evening when I checked in with you. But, you know, good luck on doing that. It don't happen. You don't always get the same folks, but you would think after so long that enough of the same people do check in, but just get them trained. And tell them that they need to check in slower. Don't be ashamed to tell them that. And we're leaving it at that for right now. We can go into that a lot deeper, but we know exactly where y'all are coming from. Been there, done it, experienced. doing a great job. AJ4PU.
Appreciate that, David. Walt is about to start calling this net. John's getting ready to move up to Greensboro. And we lost another net controller. Karen used to call on Tuesdays night, so Walt's getting ready to fill in Karen's slot, and then John's going to try to call it remotely from Greensboro. We're going to see how that goes, if we can link up some repeaters. But that's what I was telling Walt, the same thing is, don't be afraid to tell them to slow down, and they will slow down. They do. They're pretty good about remembering to slow down. And you have to tell them more than once, because some people don't come in until 10 minutes after the net starts or 20 minutes after the net starts, so you do have to remind them that you're brand new and to slow down a little bit, and they don't mind that at all. But do appreciate you backing that up, David, with letting Walt know that no harm done in doing that. No shame in telling people to slow down either, because everybody was new at something. Nobody came in knowing how to do that. Everybody was new at one point in time, and everybody's got to find their own way to learn how to do that. So appreciate you backing us up with that, David. Back to you, Walt, K4OIM, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.